I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, the burger, the bad apple, the bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, out of bad tape, bad line, bad new, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Farrell Appalachian, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves the early bud Kush tree in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fat and shake it up should do, but all my friends that come around for the fat party of rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this town's a tad in my brains. Splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shaking. I think I might have caught something from Keith. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Farrell with Mafia tonight. And I just settled into the Nuggets and Jazz after I watched the Knicks kick the Sixers' ass tonight at the Garden, 112-99. They were up 20-something at the half, 22, I think. And then cruise from there. Believe me, it was not as close as it looked. They had it all going, the Knicks shooting 47%, 43 from downtown. Everybody got involved. The bench was lit, but Randall had 16 and 11, the double-double. Walker had 19, including five threes. His best game yet is a Knick. Fournier, 18 with four threes. Barrett, 10 and 7 with two threes. The bench, Toppin with nine, four boards. Gibson had four and three boards. Rose had 13 and three boards. Burks had eight and five boards. And Quickly had eight. I mean, the bench got off. They had it all going. You know, they had lost 15 straight to the Philadelphia 76ers over a span of four seasons, believe it or not. And that all ended tonight at the world's most famous here in New York City, where it is once again, just like last night, once again, it's Deluge City. We have a nor'easter that is spinning around, and we are getting hammered, not that you care, with flooding, torrential, cyclone-type rain. I mean, it is just crazy outside. And 70-mile-an-hour winds. Like, what is going on? I mean, have you ever noticed, like, it never just rains or snows here. Like, it doesn't matter what time of year it is. It's, you know, in the summer, we don't just have a rainstorm in the afternoon like in Florida. We have catastrophic rain. We have trees flying down the street. telephone wires down, people killed, cars turned upside down, cars floating. Now we have a nor'easter 2 days in a row, 48 hours of rain. And I mean, it has rained 15, 20 inches. I mean, it just won't stop raining. I mean, I went out a couple times today to drive. And I mean, I was like water over my tires all the way, you know, up the side of the car. I mean, who needs it? Honestly, God almighty, flooding, sewers backed up, people devastated, can't even go to school. I mean, what is going on? I don't understand it. We don't have snow here. We have blizzards. We don't snow. What is 6 inches? We get 20 inches. I mean, it is unbelievable. Can we just have like a little, it's going to rain for a couple hours, maybe 4 or 5 hours of rain. It ruins the afternoon. No, none of that. No, we have 2 days of Noah's Ark. I mean, my front yard looks like the Atlantic Ocean right now. It really does. Welcome our radio affiliates to the show tonight on the bench. Congratulations. Good to see you. Good to have you with us. We're all very excited. I got to tell you, I'm thrilled that you're joining in at this point. I know Mafia gets excited too. Like right now, every night, like just, I mean, it happens again, like the next hour too. It's just the craziest thing. Sirius joins us. San Diego joins us. Sports Map in Houston joins us. Sports Byline in San Francisco joins us. Armed forces all over the globe. Hoorah. Anyway, so I heard that the Jazz, tonight they were arguing on the NBA Turner, you know, the TNT boys, that they were arguing that the Jazz and Nuggets were the two best teams in the West. Shaq said, no, they aren't. The Warriors are better than both of them. And then they all, you know, Jet and Barkley argued with him saying, what do you mean? Without Klay, they're better? You're crazy. And then Shaq just made the point, like flat out just got it over with. He's like, they choke every year in the playoffs. Both of them. I mean, the Nuggets got swept in the semis. And the Jazz always lose. Is it not amazing to anyone that they just always lose? At the end of the day, no matter what, come hell or high water, it's the Jazz losing. They always end up losing. It doesn't matter how good they have a regular season, they always lose in the playoffs. Just automatic. It's Pharrell on the bench.
It's a jungle out there.
So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed.
That's where we come in.
Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Well, the World Series is so bonked tonight that, I mean, what else is there to say? I mean, what is it? 5-0 still, Moff?
That's what it was. I haven't checked since I came back down. 5-1. Except for the hockey game on.
5-1. It's 5-1 in the bottom of the fourth, and the Astros have runners on the corners with one out. So they're trying to get something going here. Bottom line is, here's how it started. Soler homered to left to lead off the game. Guys walked up to the plate. Bam, home run to left. First time it's ever happened, believe it or not. Riley doubled to deep center. Albie scored 2-0. Soler grounded into a fielder's choice to shortstop. D'Arnaud scored, so he had 2 RBIs at that point. Duvall homered to left. It was 5-0. Rosario was on base. And then Tucker scored on a McCormick grounder fielder's choice to shortstop for the Astros in the fourth inning. So they're trying to get something going right now. So anyway, I'm telling you, if they win, I said this today on Coast to Coast, if the Braves win tonight, which they look like they're on their way, but it's still fourth inning, anything could happen. But you're up 5-0. You got to win the game, right? So I mean, if they win this game, Mafia, I have a hard time believing they won't win the series. And I know people probably think that's crazy, but here's my point. They have been the best team at home in the baseball playoffs, bar none. The Braves, they win every game in Atlanta. And, I mean, they pour it on. And so no one thought they would go to Los Angeles. And, I mean, they were up, in game three, 5-2 in the eighth inning. And they lost on the Bellinger home run and the Betts double to the gap. And then they went right back the next night and won again. And I mean to tell you, no one thought they would do that, but no one thought they would kick the Dodgers' ass in the first two games in Atlanta. So I feel like if they win this first game, why wouldn't you bet on them again tomorrow? And then why wouldn't you bet on them when they go to Atlanta? I'm telling you, this team is dangerous. To me, it's like they're playing on like a different hot streak type, rhythm and mentality than the Astros. The Astros, to me, were plugging away, chipping away, dealing with all the grand slams of the Red Sox. On this Saturday night, they hit two, and then they hit another one the next game, game three, whatever, and at Fenway. And then they got their ass beat in 4 and 5. And then they lost game six, right? So they lost 3 in a row. Everybody thought with all their grand slams that the Red Sox were going to the World Series, and that didn't happen either, right? So I think the Astros just kind of went about their business and chipped away and finally got what they needed to accomplish with their bats off Boston pitching, and they won the series. I mean, the Braves have flat out kicked everyone's ass. Mafia, would you agree or not that if they win tonight and go up one, that they'll win the series because of the way they're playing, the way they're winning, the way they're pitching, and the way they're playing at home?
Yeah, I do agree with you because they've gotten great contributions from everybody. I mean, the MVP of the NLCS was Rosario, a guy who was hurt when they traded for him. They traded a bag of balls for him, and the guy broke out, and it was been awesome for him. Like, all the moves they made have worked out perfectly for him. Even a guy like Charlie Morton, who's on the back nine of his career, has like a year or two left. Great performance so far tonight. They have had everybody step up in big ways, and I feel like they're playing loose. I don't feel like they have any pressure on them. Yeah, you're in the World Series, obviously. It's not like this is just some regular season game, but everyone's written them off every step of the way. There's no way they could beat the Dodgers. Even though they're up 3-1, this happened last year and they got beat by them. And then, the Dodgers won that game to make it 3-2. And say the same exact thing. Like, they're playing with house money the whole time. Meanwhile, the Astros have been angry for 2 years. Eventually, that wears on you and that grinds on you. And you're seeing them start to, come at the seams here. Fenway already changed the odds right now in the series. It's dead even. Now it shifted back. It was just -115 each. Houston's back up to -120. Atlanta -105, but still, the odds are shifting towards Atlanta with this, great start to game one.
Yeah, and they're going to the fifth. They only got a run out of it, so they had runners on the corners with one out, and they only got the one run, so it's 5-1. Eventually they're going to run out of outs, and the Braves are going to win game one, and then I'm not going to be surprised at all if they win game two. I said it today. If they win game one, they're on their way because people don't think it matters in a 7-game series who wins the first game. That's just not true. I mean, it sets the tone, particularly if you do it on the road. You went on the road, now you've, basically stolen home court, in the series. You got home field, you're going to go home and you're going to get games 3, 4, and 5 in Atlanta. And that may be all they need,
right,
to win it. I mean, seriously. And they destroy everybody when they play them there. So I'm not going to be surprised at all. Look, that whole outfield that they got at the trade deadline has been a huge difference. They stole the trade deadline. Then they actually, had the best record in baseball from the trade deadline until now. The Braves have managed to just since the deadline, just kill everyone and win. And the productivity they've gotten out of that outfield is crazy. So, I mean, you start to wonder, brilliant moves by them, if you ask me, and what a team they got. You know, you get your hands on Duvall, Jock Peterson, Rosario. Look what they've done. I mean, and your boy Jock Peterson said he never wanted to leave the Cubs. He probably never wanted to leave the Dodgers either. And now he's in Atlanta, and God only knows where he'll be next. Maybe they'll keep him for what he's done.
Well, not just them. He gave a shot in the arm to the guys that were there already. I mean, look at Freeman has been coming on ever since then, too. You know, before that, all the talk was like, oh, is this the last year he's in Atlanta? Where is he going to go next year? Will the Yankees pay a bunch of money for him? And now you don't hear any of that going on because, you know, I don't think there's any thought in people's minds that the Braves can't pay this guy to come back. Like, they got to bring him back with what he's done because he's continued to be the badass he always was there again.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I got to tell you, well, Freeman's automatic. He's an institution with the Braves and their fans. And he's the reason people buy season tickets and that they go to games and buy tickets on a daily basis because Freddie Freeman is the face of the Braves. And they would be absolute idiots to let him go. He's no different than Chipper Jones was. He is no different at all. Same kind of player. You can keep him there as long as you can. And even if it's his entire career, you keep a guy like Freddie Freeman. You know what I mean? He's like Willie Stargell to the Pirates back in the day. There's no doubt about it. So this game is good so far. 28-26 Jazz. 2.5 left in the first quarter in Salt Lake Shakers. And I'll keep you updated on all the other games. The Lakers have no LeBron tonight, and they're losing after 3 by 12 in San Antonio. I bet on the Spurs in that game tonight. And the Warriors are up 8 on the Thunder in Oak City. They were losing earlier, but they're up now. The Rockets are down 5 in Dallas with a minute left in the third. And we already told you the Knicks won 112-99, stopping a 15-game losing streak to the Sixers. We got Rick Caro coming up, our sports, business, and legal insider on a bench. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. We got Rick Caro, our sports, business, and legal insider on the bench. He's on Coast to Coast. He's on the grid on several shows all week long, every week. And we're going to pick it up where we left off today for the most part. But before we do that, were you able to, even in the midst of this typhoon, were you able to go to dinner with any of the suits tonight, or did you bypass that and go to a hotel, or did you hit the road to try to escape this weather, which you're unable to do anyway?
Listen, you know me. You think I'm going to leave early and forego free food? No,
no,
of course not. I'm back at the hotel, watching. Just started watching the game, and it'll be a snoozer. And I looked at the radar. The golf game that I was supposed to play at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. That's history, right? That's toast. Plus, I'm just really glad that I'm driving and not flying because I don't want to fly in this stuff. This is weird, and it's supposed to be moving, but it's like dead set over us. Although I did find out something that's very important for you, and I'm not sure you care. You should care. But the new super duper studio, amazing place that Sports Grid has created, has a full length indoor basketball court on the first floor. Did you know that?
Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So
I'm happy to tell you that. I'm going to send you a picture right after we hang up. You're going to be very happy.
All right. So wait. So they have a basketball court that's the whole facility can use, or just Sports Grid?
Everybody could use, but nobody's going to be using it during the day. Although, since you may be there and everybody realizes you're a celebrity, they're not going to they'll want to touch you and get close to you. But so it wasn't really crowded.
Is there like a health club, like you can shower and stuff, or do you just have to go shoot and then get sweaty and smelly?
Well, sweaty, smelly, probably, but I'm sure there are places to shower. And what they have are these, nettings. It's in the center of the lobby because the lobby's big, but they put the nets up so the ball doesn't go out, into the fountains or into the lobby. But it's two normal 10-foot baskets, and you can play full-court basketball there, and everybody can watch you. You're going to love it.
That's great. So let me ask you this question. So there's within earshot, there's a hotel that you stay at near there?
Well, it's a kind of a loud earshot. There's a Courtyard Marriott, and then it's near Red Bank. So I went into Red Bank and, partook in some really good Italian food. And then the Courtyard Marriott is pretty close. And I decided that I didn't want to do any exploring where I normally stay because it may be underwater. And I saw a couple of giraffes holding hands getting into the Ark. And I said, all right, I better go the other way.
So, well, at least that's intriguing because bottom line is I'm willing to go there. I'm willing to go there. If, bottom line is if I stay there, because I mean, it's like 2 hours from my house. It's two hours.
Is it really
110 minutes from my house to that exit. And I'm telling you, that's with no traffic. And there is no such thing as no traffic on that road, on that parkway, on any day of the year except Sunday. And then Sunday's even terrible coming back from the shore. Are you kidding me? If you left Long Beach Island, or if you went to Point Pleasant or anywhere else, Wildwood, any of those, you would sit going back to where I live and take you 4 hours because of the bumper to bumper. There's no escaping it. Now, listen, here's the reality. Then there's snow and ice and there's rain. I mean, it's just never nice here. So you add the bumper to bumper traffic every day, rush hour, and snow and ice and typhoon rain. Don't tell me like 110 minutes. It's 2 hours automatic. Both ways.
Well, so let me change my tune. When you get here, you're going to like it. Got a lot of restaurants there.
I believe that
Sports Grid's going to put together a really nice studio there. The televisions are there. I mean, I did my thing from there this afternoon and it's an amazing place. It's this public, workspace, and it's a half a mile from one end of the building to the other. There is a meeting area where we're going to do some town hall things and have some, celebrities come in and do some presentations. So there are a lot of really cool things there. Maybe when you look at a map, it's only like half an inch on a map between your house and there. It's a small right?
That's one way of looking at it. But I got to tell you, I'm more than happy to go there as long as, I'm, able to stay there. I'd do a week of shows there, no problem.
Courtyard by Marriott. I'm in room 911. What I'll do is I'll just put the two beds together and you can stay here.
Yeah, that's great. I don't really want to stay with you in a hotel, but, I don't want to. I'm not built. I'm not cut out for driving 4 hours a day to do any job.
I know you're not.
I am cut out to do jobs where I do residencies. So, I've stayed in Vegas for weeks at a time and done shows. I can stay in Holmdel, New Jersey in Red Bank, no problem, as long as I stay there. I mean, that's it. I mean, that's the deal. I don't really care about everybody else because I'm, as you know, selfish. But
But you've staked your position on national radio. So, nobody could be clearer than you on this one. And I will advocate, and you may not want to afford my rates, but I will be your loyal agent on this one.
I'm not even being a jerk about it at all, but it's the reality of it. It's the reality of it.
Right.
It's, you know, I live in New York City. I don't live in the middle of New Jersey. I don't live, you know, in the middle of the state. That's where it is. It's, you know, you're literally a stone's throw from Atlantic City. That's it. And Atlantic City's 2.5, 2:45 from New York. That's all there is to it. And that's where it is. So it is what it is.
But it's close to Philly, and it's closer to Newark.
You know what?
And it's closer to Baltimore. So,
Philadelphia, then they should have all been Eagles and Sixers fans, these people. I mean,
hey, I like,
what can
I
tell
the Eagles. Don't you like the Eagles? Are the Eagles better than the Giants this year or not? What do you think?
Yes. Yes, but I like going to the Link. I like going to the Wells Fargo. I like going to Philly.
Right.
I like going to Citizens. I do. I like Philadelphia. I think it's a great town. I work there. I live there. I've done it before, but it's not New York, okay? It's far from it. I mean, it's not even the Bronx.
Honestly. But weren't you going to Baltimore? Weren't you going to meet me in Baltimore? What happened? What happened on Sunday?
Well,
I thought you were going.
I tried to go. And, you know, I was willing to go with my partner in crime, who I go to games with and who I bet heavily with. And we get a lot of action going. When I go with him, we bet on everything from here to Tijuana. But I said, let's go. That's the game of the week. Let's go. And he had other plans, so he wouldn't go, and then I wasn't going to go by myself. I would have met you there for sure with him, and we would have done lunch and all the rest and gone to the game. I will say this, though. It was not a good game. The Bengals kicked their ass.
No, it wasn't a good game. But if you're a fan of torch passing, we may have seen power shift in the AFC, even though they're both tied at 5-2. But it was a whipping. It was a whipping.
You're right. That was a power shift.
And Joe,
right,
listen, and a power shift. And so Joe Burrow, yes. Herbert, yes. Tua, no, not yet. Why is it the Dolphins always get the short end of the stick all the time? Will you explain that to me, please?
I wish I knew. I would at least like to mention this. Miami Canes, I thought, finally looked good in a football game. And then now they have a chance to upset Pitt, which is ranked.
Yeah.
And Kenny Pickett is, in my opinion, the best quarterback in America, hands down. And I said today on Coast to Coast, I hope the Steelers draft him. And that's how good I think he is. I think he's better than Ben Roethlisberger was when he came out of Miami of Ohio.
At Miami.
And I honestly believe that the Canes right now are playing for Manny's life. And the kids are obviously fighting for him. And that's great. Now, I'm not going to make decisions based on these kids, what they think. If I'm the Miami chancellor and running that school right now, I have to fire Manny Diaz because the Miami football program is a joke. It really is. It's become a joke.
Yep.
And they need to fire him no matter what he does. But I think they have a shot against Pitt to cover.
Yeah, I agree with that. But the other thing, what that win against NC State did was buy him at least till the end of the season. Don't you agree?
Yes, I'd agree with that as well. You're on a roll tonight with some of your opinions. I would agree with that as well.
Well, just because I feed you these, and when you drop something on the floor and it drops, gravity will make it drop. Don't you agree?
No. So, Stephen Ross, your good friend.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's talk about Stephen Ross. I have less than a minute, 40 seconds. He says he doesn't want to talk about Deshaun Watson. He's not the one that wants him. Do you believe that or not? I think they need him.
Yeah, well, I don't think Steve ought to be in a position to have to tell the media how to telegraph all of this. It is a major issue. We've got the Panthers in the deal. And if I am Steve, and I hope he agrees to this, I'd be quiet and I don't let rumors work. If I want him, I go talk quietly and see if the deal can get done.
All right, let's. We'll come back. We'll pick up where we left off with the 15 today with Rick Carl.
You're living through a revolution. Sports gaming is sweeping the country.
You can feel it.
Soon you'll be drowning in noise from posers and wannabes.
They have noise.
We have analysis and expert information.
Stick with who you know.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So I was just watching, as you know, the Jazz game, and it is all I can think about as I'm watching them, and they look good and everything. They're up 44-35. All I think about is how they just never get it done. I mean, I watch them every night win and win and win. Same thing with Stockton and Malone. Win and win and win and win and win. And even they made the finals, they lost. I mean, what have they gone to the finals once? Ever? And they lost to the Bulls. And then now they can't even get there. They can't even get there. And I'm sitting there watching them going, this is all just a giant waste of time. Watching them play every night and going to their games and being a fan of that team has got to be the worst experience on earth. Even though you're a fan and you love your team, they never get it done. It's just, you can count on it. Automatic, they'll fail every time down the stretch when it matters most. That's all there is to it. And that's the end game right there. All right, Rick Haro is on the bench per usual on a Tuesday night. I want to pick it up from the point of, we had talked about the NBA signing Coinbase as their cryptocurrency sponsor. Now college players at the Senior Bowl will receive a personalized non-fungible tokens of appreciation. So NFTs for the Senior Bowl players, everybody's doing it. Bitcoin, Brady, cryptocurrency, NBA, the umpires, and now NFTs everywhere.
Do you understand it? Do you understand why if you got an NFT, you should jump up and down? I don't.
Well, I know that you know that I am involved in it.
Right.
In a limited capacity, right. With
limited.
A sports gambling, right. You know, NFT, basically it's a coin. It's a cryptocurrency. And, all I know is that it's been very active of late, and that's because they got their gaming license in Nevada.
Yeah,
that's why it's going to blow up. It will. I truly believe, without a doubt, it's going to be successful, and it's going to start in you know, Nevada, and in Vegas, and in Reno, and everywhere else in the state, the silver state, and then it's going to eventually, like everything else in gambling, Rick, it's like the COVID. It's everywhere. I mean, it's honestly all over the globe. Sports betting will be in every state in this country, automatic. And I think cryptocurrency will follow, and sports betting with cryptocurrency will follow. It's already happening. Bitcoin, crypto,
yeah, very good.
NFTs.
Yeah. Yeah, very good perspective. I've been saying 46 of the 50 states within the next 3 years, and the ones that don't are silly because they still have moral issues, but they're leaving a lot of money on the table. As far as the crypto and the NFT is concerned, you know, for example, the Senior Bowl deal, Panini's enabled it, and then all of the players are getting the tokens with specific messages about them. Now, that's a cool thing, but also is valuable in and of itself as an asset. So, you know, that appreciates. You can trade it. You don't have to, but you could. And then Rikur, which is the digital collectible started, backed up by Steve Cohen, you know, the owner of the Mets, he's got separate deals with schools like West Virginia, Virginia Tech, Utah, Michigan State, Texas Tech. And so what he's trying to do is to wrap up exclusive deals with schools in addition to the other parts of the deal with crypto. And it's become a big deal. As you said, it's blowing up.
So why didn't you get excited about what my friends and colleagues were doing with this other thing? I brought it up to you, and you never got in on it. You just don't believe in it?
Never got in on it, but that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm right and everybody else is wrong. I suspect your investment will be a cool thing. I just haven't really had the time to understand how to get in and get out of crypto. And unless I completely understood how to get out, my kind of philosophy is just never get in. And that might mean I should have spent more time on it, and I'm an idiot. But everybody else seems to be doing it. Look at Bitcoin. It's $62,000 a Bitcoin. And frankly, of all of the things that lucky kid got when he gave back Brady's 600th touchdown, you know, he got a couple jerseys, he got another ball. But the thing that turned him on was a coin, one Bitcoin, 62 grand.
Yeah, I mean, if you stumbled across a bag of those, you'd be set. You know what I mean? Like, I'd love to get my hands on a lot of Bitcoin, and, you know, I don't have any of that. I'm not involved in that, but I am involved in the other, and we'll see where it goes. I constantly have my guy that's kind of handling it. He's always screaming and yelling at me to get more people involved. And I'm like, what am I, a stockbroker, bro? Like, honestly, like, yeah, leave me alone. I mean, this guy never stops, like, blaming me for not getting more investors. I'm like, what am I, a hedge fund over here? I'm like, dude, yeah, well, I don't have time for this.
You are a leader of less intelligent men. And whatever you do, people follow. You know, that's why people follow you to the ends of the earth. How does that sound? You like that?
Well, he wants me to get the suits at Sports Grid, you, everyone I know, you know, the legions of fans. I mean, what am I, a sales guy? I can't sit here and do this all day. Like, I really, I love taking naps and I love playing basketball. I don't have time for all this other stuff. All this shenanigans.
Well, now I got another place to play basketball. So, yeah. Yeah. So you got the deal done. No, leave him alone. Don't overextend yourself. Don't invest money you don't have. And you are about to move on. So I'll help you move on. What's your next one?
Thank you. Fedor Emelianenko won in his big return to the MMA cage. I know Mafia was excited about this. Mafia and I, at one point, we went and saw Fedor Emelianenko fight. And it was quite an event, seeing the Russian emperor come into the stadium and arena and into the octagon and fight. It was remarkable at one time when he was the most dangerous man in the world.
Yeah, and he continued to be the most dangerous player in the world. His debut was 2001, 27 fights in a row, and he returned to Moscow for the first time since 2016. The homecoming was amazing. When you watched him, was he that good? Could you tell he was that much better than anybody he faced?
Well, we actually saw him like in his kind of – in his prime to ending, right? Like, so we were in that window of he was already great, and now he was starting to get older, but he was still great and still dangerous. And all I remember, and Mafia, chime in, I remember he used to kick people in the head, and it was like when that guy kicked his leg up in the air and kicked you in the side of the face, you were done.
Yeah, the fists were the more dangerous thing. You know, when we saw him, it was that first affliction fight. He was fighting Andrei Arlovsky, when Arlovsky was a big name and in his prime as well. And Arlovsky just came at him and just one punch. He just stood there, you know, stone face, just one punch right to the face as he was trying to throw a flying knee at him, put him out cold.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I think we saw him fight him in Anaheim one day.
Well, you know, listen, he is universally recognized as one of the best. So, you know, God bless the guy. We need more gifted athletes like that, who are more than just showmen.
MLB's championship series views and ratings surged. I think this game won in the World Series tonight. From what I was watching, it was really like a funeral. It was so bad. I was like, oh my God, is this boring?
Yeah, well, it may be. You know, there are a couple storylines here, but people are used to Atlanta because they're always so good, and people in Atlanta expect them to win the East all the time. And then Houston, you know, the irony is, as we said before, you know, Rob Manfred either gives away the trophy in Houston to a bunch of people who they think are cheaters, or he gives it away in Atlanta where he moved the All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver after, you know, the voting controversy. Either way, it's not a really good time for him. And on top of that, the ratings may not be great. On the other hand, look, a 90% increase in ratings for wildcard games. So the one thing that's pretty clear is note to Rob Manfred, let's make sure we have the one game wildcards with as many as possible. Maybe in the next round of negotiations, you have one extra wildcard game because those things are dynamic. And it's not just the Red Sox and the Yankees. It's every single elimination wildcard game. There's so much drama. Even if the game is a blowout itself, the excitement leading up to it is first rate.
FIFA and EA ended their 30-year relationship, couldn't come to a deal.
Well, they were really close. EA was going to pay $150 million, and FIFA wanted $1 billion. So now we understand why the deal is over. EA says we want to do other things. We don't just want to do the World Cup. They're changing the name of their soccer pieces. So they're about to get into a real tussle with FIFA, and they're saying, look, we don't need you to sell our game. We're about to find out.
How was the WNBA? The ratings were through the roof, right, for the Chicago win?
Yeah, really cool for the Sky, but also 63% higher for the playoffs than the entire 2020 postseason. And the strong showing made it the most viewed postseason since 2014. Now, let's remember, the average viewing is about 225,000. So, you know, we're not talking about a juggernaut, but yet the WNBA seems to be moving in the right direction.
How, you're telling me Modelo beer is now number two in the world in sales?
Yeah, and the reason they are in their niche, but the reason they are is that whole Fighting Spirit campaign. It jumped in when Dos Equis, with the most interesting man in the world. By the way, I thought that campaign was destined for you. After that one guy left, you should have been the most interesting man in the world.
Thank
because
you,
you say
thank
so.
You.
You know, you are. You are. You should be.
Thank
so,
you. Thank you.
So they stepped out, and Dos Equis said, we're not interested. And it was just a matter of a week before Modelo came in. They're a Constellation beer holding company along with Corona, so they know what they're doing. And then they put this Fighting Spirit campaign together, and all of a sudden they leapfrog everybody heading into being the official beer of the college football playoffs. So they made the right moves.
Tech, what about ESPN unveils the innovative virtual line on the Bills game in Tennessee? What was that about? I got 45 seconds.
Yeah, fourth quarter of the game, Bills, Titans. They've been waiting for the right opportunity to unveil that technology. Virtual orange line in the fourth quarter. The line showed Allen's body, Josh Allen, short of the first down, and the ensuing measurement. They haven't done it again because they're trying to work out the bugs. But I saw it. I like it. And, you know, it's amazing. We have these 10-yard measurement sticks with these old guys carrying it. But yet we can do better, and we should do better. And the technology is better. So let's see a change down the road.
All right, Rick, I hope your car is still there at the courtyard by Marriott in the morning after the torrential rains. And good luck with your travels. I'll talk to you again next week on a bench.
All right, man.
There he is, Rick Haro, ladies and gentlemen. Problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
So the Lakers are up 2 in overtime. The Spurs had a chance to win the game at the end of regulation and missed. And so now they're in the extra session with 3.5 left, and the Lakers are up a bucket. Nuggets and Jazz right now. Nuggets trail by 7 with 3 minutes left, and now they're down 5. The interesting thing is, by the way, the Warriors won by 8, and the Rockets lost by 10. To the Mavericks. Too bad I was getting 11. Cover! So anyway, what I wanted to say about this team, Denver, two things. One, the Joker gets, it's amazing that, you know, he gets hacked and hammered every time he goes down low. I mean, just gets absolutely cut up like a meat cleaver. And he's like talking to the ref and he's like, listen, bro, I'm the MVP of this league. I mean, at some point, don't you get any respect at all when you're the MVP of the NBA and you're down there getting macheted and you get no calls in this Mormon, like, rigged ref jazz center where all they do is get every call and win every game they play? It's unbelievable to me. And then the second thing I'll tell you when I come back is, I think Denver actually, for me, the makeup of Denver is a team I like better. And it's because of their size. The Joker, Porter, Gordon, and they got guys like Barton that can fill it up. But I think that they're so big. They remind me of the Pharrell Ballers. My team's very big across the board. We got five guys all over 6'3", 6'4". And it makes you tough.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.